It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner on this Saturday morning. That is Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful mothers out there. And I know Luke Sarver, who is in the studio this morning, will have Mother's Day wishes for his beautiful mother. Well, we've got a lot to talk about on this Mother's Day, and that includes the Race for the Cure. Joe Millage is down on location down in Ottumwa at the Greater Ottumwa Park, and he's on location for the start of the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And, of course, that was a big part of, and it is, the crutch of why we do the Stump the Chump program right here on KIIC. And because of all of you who have signed up to be a part of Stump the Chumps, and Mick Ferencher, who donated that $1,000 shopping giveaway that Troy Bennett was a winner of. But courtesy of Community First Credit Union and you signing up to be a part of the contest, a dollar donation was given to the Susan G. Komen in your behalf. And then Community First Credit Union, as they always do, put the community first. They stepped it up, and $1,500 was given to the Susan G. Komen Foundation in honor of Stump the Chumps. And so, on this Mother's Day weekend, I can't think of anything more important than to try to find a cure for breast cancer. And so many of my family members, so many of my friends, and I know that when I speak through these mics and goes into the to the speakers, into the cars, into the homes around Southern Iowa, that like many of you, we have been impacted by breast cancer. And I think of my good buddy Rudy and Julia Riley, who have been going through that right now. And my thoughts and prayers go out to all of them. But on this day, one of the things that stands out, and I can't wait to talk to Joe Millage, who's on location down at the Ottumwa Park, but on this day is not only a race to find a cure, but it is a race to show that you can overcome, and the survivors of breast cancers. That to me on this day is the great story that's being told. We're going to talk with Joe Millage. We're also going to talk a great story of overcoming and some great performance on the track when you talk about running, the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Already underway. We'll have probably finishers here in just a few minutes, but this Albia track team, wow. And I got one fast dude up here, and no, it is not Coach Hill or Coach Bill. It is Luke Sarver, and when you think about the accomplishments of Luke and Ryan and this entire senior class, but I can't help it. I got to give kudos to my buddies, the twin brothers, and I think all along they have had to push each other throughout life, and I remember them being brought into this world, and I think they were racing to get out at the same time. But the thing is that these two have accomplished some amazing, amazing feats, and they're going to go down as maybe the one of, if not the best, brother combinations and maybe in school history, and that's a pretty darn cool accomplishment. But the things they've done on the Albia track and the kind of guys that they are, we'll talk with the coaches here, and we'll get their input, but pretty darn impressive. And they've got work to do because they got the state track meet circled with a big old pinpoint on it because they're going after it here. The clock is ticking in 2 weeks. So we're going to come back. We're going to go down and talk with Joe Millage, who is on location. And then Tom Birchmeyer, my buddy Tom Birchmeyer, is having a big event today, a kickoff. And we're going to go out there. I'm going to actually try to stumble out there. I want to go out there and see what's going on. I've been so excited. He's talked about having guys coming in that climb trees. And, you know, God made me 5'7 and 3/4 inches for a reason, because I'm scared to death of heights, you know. And let me tell you, when you're 5'7", you calculate every 1/4 inch. And we're going to go out there and we're going to watch these guys who climb these trees. And, gee, man, it's Christmas. You either have to be really brave or have a screw loose. But I bet they're really brave. So we're going to go out there and visit with them as well. But we're going to come right back on this busy Mother's Day weekend. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner. We'll be right back.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Tom's Outdoor Equipment, Highway 34 East Albia, is having a grand opening this Saturday. There will be several live demonstrations throughout the morning, and lunch will be served from 11 to 1. Stop out to Tom's Outdoor Equipment anytime this week and purchase a raffle ticket or bid on several silent auction packages, from tree trimming to maintenance, from 2 hours to a full day's work. All the proceeds donated to the Welcome Home Soldier Memorial. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawn mowers to trailers, Tom's has it all, and a percentage of your purchase Saturday will go to the Welcome Home Soldier Memorial.
We know you want to cruise down the street in style. That's why Community First Credit Union is offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.98% APR. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance, or get yourself a stylish new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.98% APR. Stop by your local CFirst or apply online today at c1stcu.com. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine.
Stand by, Joe.
Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn Water Park, Kansas City.
Ride the world's tallest water slide beginning May 22nd. Discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union. It's a
blur since Happy Mother's Day to you, and day early, but we celebrate Mother's Day on this Mother's Day weekend. We're going to take a trip down to Ottumwa, courtesy of 34 and the tie line, and we've got Joe Millage on location down at the Greater Ottumwa Park. And Joe, this day is not just a race to find a cure, but to me, it's a celebration that those who have already overcome breast cancer.
Thank you.
15.
Yeah, I think you're going to have a runner cross about any minute now, Joe. So we'll come back to you here in just a few seconds. We're going to go back down to Tumwa with Joe Millage on location, the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And, of course, Community First Credit Union is going to make a large donation. They've already been helping lead the sponsorship down there. And as always, they'll have their whole team of teammates out participating in the race. And we'll go back to Joe Millage and see if we can catch up with the winner. But we got winners in the studio right now. And I've got Coach Todd Ratliff that's going to join us on the phone line here in a few minutes. But we got his coaches in here. And we've got a young man that has done some pretty amazing things here in Albia High School. But coaches are going to have you throw your headsets on and get to work. Coach Darren Hill and Coach Jeff Bill. And Chrissy Stringfellow came in this morning. She's already got her 10 miles in. Not a girl. Jeez. Coach Hill, I haven't seen you for a while, bud. You know, I got used to seeing you come up here on Saturday mornings during football, and most of those Saturday mornings meant very few hours of sleep on a Friday night. Hopefully you got a little more sleep in last night.
A little more last night. First of all, I'd like to congratulate Coach Ratliff. I know he's out of state. He's on his last military obligation. Serving the United States after a 22-year career, he's finally retiring. And not only is he a great person, he's a great track coach. And I would like to thank him and all of our military personnel for the things that they do, so that we get the opportunity to coach these great kids. we had a good week this week again in track, coming off of a Monday win down at Van Buren. Shortened because of lightning, but we got to the distance medley, which four events left, and ended up winning the championship down there. And then, more importantly, the guys, the first major test, I don't want to say major test, I guess Drake was a pretty big test, but with the conference track meet Thursday night over at Clark, ended up winning the second title, yeah, in 75 years and back
to back. It took 75 to get there and then do a back to back. That's pretty impressive. And I think, Coach, those who may have doubted the need for a track, I don't think there's any doubt now. If you go down the track and stop the people who are walking on it right now, getting the adults that are down there walking on the track right now, I don't think they regret it. I don't think we'll ever regret looking at those banners that will be hung in our gymnasium. And the good news is that we built a big enough gym. I thought we'd have to build a big enough gym to host the number of people that go to girls and boys basketball and wrestling events. But now the real question is, did we build this big enough to put all the banners and the trophies in?
The banners, that's exactly right. We've had some pretty good success over the last several years, and you're right. The track was well needed. You can definitely tell that the young men and women are utilizing it to the best of their abilities, and good things have happened in the last several years on the track. I'll just give you a real quick rundown of the meet. Like I said, Coach, I don't know if he ever sleeps, but he's always trying to play chess and figure out what the other teams are going to do and what we're going to do. And he had it dialed in that if we did what we were supposed to do, we were going to win by 1 point. I would say they probably did better than what they were supposed to, because they ended up beating Knoxville by 46 points. So and we knew going in that was going to be the team probably to beat. They beat us once already this year, and the guys responded really, really well and ended up winning first there by, like I said, over 46 points by Knoxville. So good things are happening on the track. We've got some great seniors. One of them we're going to talk to here in a little bit. But Luke and Ryan and KJ and Tyler, we've got four seniors. So our leadership there with practices and just being through the gauntlet, so to speak. I think Luke's ran just as many events at the Blue Oval than he has on his home track. So he knows what it takes, and is a great, not only a great athlete, but he's a great young man, great leadership skills, and really gets these kids to respond to what we would like them to do during track practices. So kudos out to him as well. And again, I mentioned the four seniors. It's kind of like they have fun, but yet when it's time to be serious, there's time to get to business. And the combination of that, I think sometimes if you talk to Luke, sometimes there's more fun than the serious part of it. He's more of a serious type of an athlete and get out and respond. But the kids are having fun. And like I say, when it's time to get serious and get their uniforms off and run the race, it's all business.
Well, Coach, I think and this is kudos to the staff, because I think, you know, you've got to make it a place where kids want to come out and be a part of it, because the natural instinct for the body is that running is not fun. And so, you know, you got to break that down. And so you got to make the atmosphere enjoyable and fun for the kids to be around. And having been around Coach Ratliff and you guys, you know, you do make it light. You are out there with them. And, you know, it's Coach Beal ran in here this morning. You know, you guys interact with the kids. And then it really gets down to business. And when you got to have guys like Luke Sarver, you know, heading up that leadership, you don't have to crack a whip. You know, these guys, they want to perform well.
Yep, they will respond. And again, you ask them or you tell them, here's what we need. You show them what we need. Every point matters. You know, you go to the back to the conference meet, we scored points in every event. So, you know, those are the kind of things. And it's not necessarily that you have to get first in every event, but every place matters. Every point matters. And again, we thought it was going to be much more of a dogfight than what it ended up being. But you know, you get projected places and the kids are knowing that. And then, you know, when they're done with the race, they're like, okay, I finished one better than where I thought I needed to be or where I should have finished or whatever the case may be. So they know the role of each event, each individual, and they go out to try to achieve that accomplishment. And the nice thing is, you know, and like you say with running, it's a toll on your knees and ankles and shins. And, you know, you see them walking around at track practice and they're limping around because they've got shin splints or their knees hurt or whatever the case may be. And, you know, they take ice baths and those kind of things to try to keep their legs fresh. And right now, at this time of the season, that's where we need to be. We need to be fresh. Attitudes, probably more importantly than the legs, is needs to be positive. You know, it's not easy to go out and run 2, 3, 4 miles at practice.
No, and you're up against a lot of things because you're fighting right now the end of school. You got the combination of the collision of multiple sports, and you have beautiful weather. Well, you know, there's lots of other things that can draw you away from focusing on track, and then make track is a little bit of work. Now, I mean, it's a lot of fun with it, but it is a little bit of work. And so those are a lot of things to have to overcome. And Coach Bill sitting next to me. Coach, you know, when you think about the accomplishment, two conference titles after a 75-year drought, and it really, to me, wasn't real hard to figure out why there was a 75-year drought. You know, when you don't have pavement, it's kind of hard to really hone in the skills that are necessary. But to break that and then go back-to-back, and you've been a part of working with Coach Ratliff and the track program, you know, that has to be a real big sense of accomplishment, and now I think all these kids know is winning conference titles.
You think back a few years ago, before the track, we had kids running the streets, and we actually had a shirt with on the back of it something. This is our track is the street, and to do handoffs and things on the street, it's really difficult to get your timing and thing down. So. Once we got the track, we started breaking a lot of school records, and it was like our kids love to run in front of our crowd. You know, everything we used to say, the Pekin track was kind of Albia's second home because we did three meets over there. Well, now it's the Blue Oval is you know, Hilton South, yeah. Kansas City. This is Albia North, so that's a big plus to having the kids get used to their own facilities and wanting to get better. And like I say, we got some real good kids, hard workers. Now it's just expected. They expect it. They don't feel they've done their job unless they're getting to Drake or if they're getting to five or six events to state, and or now it's we're winning titles. We're winning state titles. That's what they expect.
Well, let's talk about state. It's you got 2 weeks to state, and tell us about the qualifications. You know, who's qualified, and how that all works, because you know there it's a little bit different parameters.
They still have a district meet. Ours will be over at Eddyville. There's eight districts per class. There'll be approximately 15 teams in each district. In Class 2A, you have to place first or second, so there'll automatically be 16 participants that will qualify by automatically, and then the next fastest eight times or eight furthest distance, whatever it would be for long jump or high jump, shot put, so forth.
So ideally, we'd like to get as many people through those top two positions. And Coach, I know Coach Hill. I know that working with Coach Ratliff over the years, he's got it penciled out. He knows he's got this all strategized out. He knows exactly. He's probably right now. He's waiting to get on the air with us. We're going to give him a phone call here after a break. But he's got this all penciled out. What has to be done?
He does, and he knows right now the goal is to get everything in. But right now we're looking at probably 6 to 8 individual events, and 4 relays. Again, depending on how deep we want to dig and how hard we want to go, we could possibly get all 6 relays there. So a good opportunity to see 10, 12, 15 individuals from Albia on the boys side anyway, up to run at the state meet.
Well, Coach, having a individuals go and win state titles is pretty impressive. But I know when you start taking out these numbers that you guys have got the thoughts of a team title at state, and that would be an amazing accomplishment.
West Burlington is going to be really tough, but last year we thought we was going to be in the mix a little bit more, and we had a few things that didn't go quite right for us. We had some things that went better than what we thought, so we did the best we had ever done in Todd and I's time on the track up here. This year we're looking for an improvement on that. The kids want an improvement, so we're going to be right in the mix of it.
Jeff Beal and Coach Darren Hill, both a part of this Albia coaching staff that has done an amazing job. Consecutive conference titles. We're going to take a quick time out. We're going to come back and talk to a couple of winners. We're going to catch up with Joe Millies, who's on location. He's going to have the winner, and we're going to try to catch up with him with the winner. And then I've got Luke Sarver in here talking about winners, guys. This kid is a winner, and we're going to talk with him. And I know what he's thinking about is not all the words he's going to tell us about track, but telling his mama he loves her. That's what he's going to do here on this Mother's Day weekend. When we come back to the Coach's Corner, don't go anywhere.
See it, drive it, own it, and save hundreds doing it. It's all happening now at the John Deere Test Drive event at your Ottumwa Sinclair Tractor. Stop in for a test drive, mow some grass, move some dirt, and take advantage of 0% financing and huge cashback offers running now. And get those mower blades sharpened too, along with big discounts on home maintenance kits. It's the Sinclair Tractor John Deere Test Drive event, Saturday, May 16th from 10 till 3 at 804 South Madison, Ottumwa.
Choose Hammer Medical Supply for your mobility needs, including power chairs, scooters, and manual wheelchairs. Hammer Medical Supply can bring the equipment you need right to your home with free delivery, plus complete setup, patient instruction, and follow-up. Hammer even files your insurance paperwork for you. For service in Sheraton, call 641-774-4600. In Oskaloosa, call 800-395-5537. And in Ottumwa, call 641-684-6800.
So you found just the right home. At Community First Credit Union, we'll help make it possible. We're now offering up to 100% financing. From your first home to your dream home, there's never been a better time to make CFirst your first choice for a mortgage. Applying is easy. Go online, stop in, or call your local branch today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. For additional information, call 1-866-360-5370. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, Let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from, so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll-free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. On location, Joe Millage down at the Greater Ottumwa Park. And, Joe, you got the winner with you.
It's a blur since they told me about it.
Second overall. Wow.
Well, Kristen, first of all, congratulations, another win for you. At and you know, I think being a mother, probably you have to learn to run fast to chase the kids down. Well, talk about this race today. The weather seems to be pretty cooperative, and it's a really mild race and a flat course. But talk about your race and your approach to the race today. Well, what was your final time as you came across the line? Wow. So that, well, that's still a very, very fast time. And so now, how many 5Ks do you get in a year, or is this your main event? So I guess the real question is, why did you stop there? Why didn't you just run up here and do the interview? I'm in Albia. You know, you're 20 more miles and you might have had your 50K in. Well, congratulations on your win. Second place overall in a 20-minute time frame. That is doing it. And we hope to get you back here next year. And the real question of the day is, you know, as fast as you are, how did you get ran over and caught by Joe Millage? That doesn't seem possible. He is so slow. Well, congratulations, and go enjoy the rest of the day. And I know this is a tremendous celebration, not for just a race, but for those who have survived breast cancer. And you look around you, and you see lots of winners all around you. Well, congratulations. Thanks so much for stopping by the Coach's Corner, and congratulations on your win. How about that a 50K? I got Luke Sarver up here in the studios. A 50K, Luke, I was impressed with the 5K, a 20-minute time on a 5K, but a 50K, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's a little long for me.
Well, buddy, what hasn't been long for you has been this high school career, and I know that's probably settling right about now as you start to think about graduation. A week from today, you'll be throwing a hat up in the air.
Yeah, it's a little different feeling, but bittersweet. So there's going to be more to come. So,
well, you can get this point in time, and I know you're not into reflections now because that's you'll say that when you're an old man like your dad, you know. But and I'll promise you, he the stories will get better, and those stories he's told you are true in his mind, he really could throw the ball 70 yards.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. On one of those Playco electronic football games. We didn't have the electronic football games. We had the little vibrating thing to make the men move. And Coach Hill's shaking his head. Yeah, I got one of those. I still play with it. Yeah, he beat me all the time. But when you get to that point where you start to look back on your career and reflect, you know, you you know, you've been a part of some really neat stuff here, you know, some really neat stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy looking back at starting from my freshman year when we qualified four events to state, and we really didn't think much of it then. But just looking back now, it's a huge accomplishment to have four, my freshman, my sophomore, and my junior, and just running with the guys that we have is incredible. We've had great guys come through the program. We have great guys in the program right now, and it's just an exciting time.
Well, Luke, we're going to hang on to you right now, but I've got to run quick because we've got Todd Ratliff, the coach, and he's on the line. He's serving our country in a big weekend. Coach, this is, I think, your final weekend in serving our country, but that never stops. First of all, congratulations on your service, and I think highly of you as a coach, but I think even more of you as a man.
Well, thank you, Jason. I appreciate that. You know, I've definitely been blessed in every aspect of my life. One of them is last 22 plus years in the military, and it's been a great career. I've been able to visit some pretty nice places and some places that I don't care to go back to, but it was what I felt God wanted me to do at the time, and he's just allowed me to stay in it, so I appreciate the comments.
Well, you've been in it to win it in everything you do, Coach, and I think about the track program, and I know this sets on you because I remember the day when there was no track, and I remember the day when both of us wondered if that would ever come to fruition, and I can go back to when you actually had some hair on your head, and well, I don't go back that far. But anyway, when we would run across, when did run across a state, and I think about, I don't know if you had eight people to qualify to go to state, let alone to districts. And so to see where we've come and to get conference championships back-to-back, buddy, that has to be as sweet-tasting as anything there is.
You know, it makes you really proud as a coach because that's not really, that doesn't come from me. That comes from the athletes. They're the ones that go out there. They understand the importance of the meet. They understand that some of them understand they're going to be running events that they don't care to run, but they're going to do it because they have the team mentality, which is something that, again, it's not really contributing to me. That comes from our senior leaders every year. And this year, you know, second to none group of those guys, and Tyler and KJ, Luke and Ryan. So, you know, they make me shine sometimes, but the truth be told, they're the ones who do all the work.
Well, you've got the work done in a conference. Now you got to get on the districts and talking to Coach Hill and Coach Bill here. You know, we knew you had a. I know you have a plan. So you've got a plan. What's that plan, Coach? Or do you want to wait till next Saturday?
That plan is to try to first and foremost get anything in that we think we have a chance to run in a state title for. From there, we build the second tier of events, which are the ones where we can make some memories, where the kids can make some memories for themselves by qualifying for state. And then, you know, every team has to have those players that fill in around you, and it's no different in track and field. We've got some guys that we really hope can go out and give their best performances to help us with some team points. For the first time in my coaching career, we're actually looking at trying to get a lineup that could hang a district title banner in our gym as well for winning a district meet. So we've been third place a couple of times in my tenure here, but this year I think we really have the top to bottom lineup that can score us points just like it did in conference. We scored points in every single event, and that, you know, if you can do that at a district meet with 12 teams, you're going to be shuffling out towards the top of the field again.
Well, Coach, you think about the athletes you have. You have to have great leadership, and you get that with your guys. And how about your coach? We'll talk about your coaching staff real quick, but I think that having a team of people around you, you're not just having guys going out there babysitting. I've looked into track programs. And being a part of high school coverage, you look into programs, and there'll be coaches at the event, but they're more babysitting than they are coaching. You got coaches that really drill into the details of the learnings that they're trying to give into the athletes.
Yeah, you know, every time an athlete competes, whether it be in practice or at a meet, there's some positive things that can be said about what they're doing, and we try to make sure we hit on those, and then there's some things that, you know, can make them more effective. And we asked this question at the beginning of the year, you know, just to show of hands, who wants to be the most average person you can be out on the track? You know, not one single hand comes up. You know, I think, and I read this somewhere, at age 25, people will look back and understand those who were hardest on them were the ones who cared the most about them. And, you know, with the group of coaches that we have right now and everybody that helps with the boys program from Coach Stringfellow to Coach Hill, Coach Winky, Coach Beal. They all care about these kids, and they want these kids to be the best they can be. You know, as people, that should be our job for younger people to get into that in whatever area of life it is. If you can learn in any area, this case track, to be your best there, you can take that lesson into the rest of your life and be the best you can be in those areas. So, you know, Coach Hill coming on board this year, what a huge help he's been. When we go to work handoffs, exchanges, he's right there. Coming out of the block work stuff, he helps us with that as well. At meet, he's kind of my sounding board, my points guy, so I know where we are points-wise in a meet because he's doing an amazing job of helping track that. Coach Beal and Winky at the meet, so they'll make sure we have all the times because I just can't stay focused enough going from event to event to remember to write times down or to hit stop on my watch. You've seen me before. I'm pretty much out there. So they do a great job with that, and they look at some of the fine-tuning stuff too. Coach Beal does a great job with the form work, the upper body, the arms, and the strides, and Coach Winky really good with the hurdle events and the things that go with that and the sprint mechanics. You know, if we were to go out and hire a coaching staff, minus maybe the position that I'm in, because I don't have to worry a whole lot about that stuff. You know, I don't think you could pay money for a better staff than what we have. And you know what? Each of these guys are volunteering their own time. They're missing work where they could be making some extra money for themselves and for their family. So, you know, to put in perspective what they do, it's huge. They're just irreplaceable in the program we have.
Coach, I got Luke Sarver here in the studio, and I got to let you go because I know you got to get to work here. But describe Luke Sarver for us.
Well, he's the uglier of the two Sarver twins. No, I'm just kidding. He's an amazingly hard worker. He's really early season. He was forced to take the leadership role in practice with Ryan doing the rehab that he had to do, and he's just kept the reins of that throughout this track season. Now that Ryan's back, he's up there with him. But he's the one who gets practice started. The coach isn't always on time to practice. Sometimes he gets hung up in my room or talking to people as I'm walking through the high school. But I know at 4 o'clock, Luke's going to have them do their warm ups. He's going to get them through their build ups, and he's going to be ready for the workout. He does that in practice, but he has them ready at meets as well. He's the guy that kind of makes sure that people are aware of where their events are, the warm-up procedures that need to go there. He's the one that gives them the positive pat on the back when they do their best. And sometimes when they don't do their best, he's the one that helps reinforce, hey, it's all right. We sometimes don't do the best that we want to do. And he just, you know, he's a guy that helps me with, we want 100% of what you have today. If it's not 100% of what you normally have, it's okay. We still want that 100%. And I think the team really looks up to Luke a lot for his leadership abilities. And it's not always through the vocal. It's just through what he does. He is that leader. You know, there's leaders in the past I've worked with who, you'll follow me because I'm your leader and I'm telling you to. But Luke's not that way. When Luke turns to go to the next aspect of practice, he doesn't have to tell a team, hey, follow me, we have to go to this. They know that he's going to be doing the right thing at the right time, and they're going to follow him through that.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for joining us here, and thank you for your service to your country, and congratulations, buddy, and we look forward to seeing you. I look forward to visiting with you guys in a week, talking about these district titles, where we're going to put all these banners, and you and I will have to go out, and we're going to have to shop for a wall stretcher, because we're going to need one to put all these banners and these trophies that are going in the hallways here at Albee High School.
Yeah, you know, it's not so much about the banners and the trophies. It's about the memories that we can make for the kids and they can make for themselves and the ones that they make for us. But, yeah, the banners are sure nice, too.
Head coach Todd Ratliff, head coach of the boys track team. And, Coach, have a blessed weekend. And I know you want to have some well wishes on a Mother's Day.
Yeah, you know, I won't be there tomorrow for Kim. I'm not sure if I'll even be home before the clock strikes midnight tomorrow night, but she's an amazing mom for our three boys and a perfect, beautiful wife. I am pretty fortunate that we landed in Albee at the same time, and there weren't a whole lot of guys her age here. So she does a great job. Kim, if you're listening, I love you. Boys, if you're there, make sure you're doing something special for your mom in the morning.
That a boy. Coach Todd Ratliff, head coach of the Albee track team. Coach, have a great weekend. And we got Luke Sarver in here. Luke, you know, Coach is throwing a lot of superlatives out to you, but I know the one that will stand out is the fact that he called you the uglier of the two.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think I might have to disagree with that a little bit.
Coach Bill's shaking his head. The wrong direction, Luke. So, but, you know, hey, getting back to our conversation, we're a reflection, you know, and I said this in my opening, is you and your brother are going to go down as you know, maybe, I would have to say definitively, the best twin duo ever in school history. But certainly it's one of the better brother duos. Although I'd have to say me and Jimmy Summers were probably pretty close. Real close. I did go to the Drake Relays. They kicked me out. I didn't have a ticket to get in, so you know. But no, seriously, you know, you do have a lot of great reflections.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing about, and I'm so lucky to have him, have Ryan with me through all this, and it's just been an incredible experience here at Albia.
I think about this year, you know, Ryan having to overcome his injury, and you know, to really do that, and it's tough because you know you got to be patient with it, and when you're a competitor, you want to get right out there, and it's got to be hard for him to sit back and watch his brother go and see the guys go and know that you know you want to be a part of that, and then when you do come back, then you know that everybody else has been paying their dues as well, and they've been earning some things, and you got to earn your spot because mm-hmm. nothing's handed to you on the track, right?
Yep.
So it's a real testament to his hard work to for him to come back in the way he's done and to really contribute and be a part of that team.
Yeah, he's definitely biting at the bit there for a little bit, but you know, you just have to take things slow when you dealing with that hamstring, because that's a sensitive spot, and you know, he's made it back, he's gotten stronger, and his times have just dropped over the past few weeks, and I expect them to continue to drop over the next two. So,
good stuff. I think when you have somebody else, you know, always with you that's pushing you, that can be good and bad. Getting up in the morning's got to be a race.
We get in some arguments.
Yeah,
occasionally.
I know. It's shocking. You know, the best fights I've ever had have been inside my own home.
Actually, one time this fall, we got in a fight in the morning. And I stormed off, didn't talk to him the rest of the day. We had the best game we ever played that night. So
well, all right, we know what the recipe for a district title is.
Let's get in a fight.
So talk about, you know, this is crunch time, because you know you're not done making reflections, right?
No, right,
you're, you guys have still got work to do, and to have a district title under the belt, mm-hmm. you know, and that's another thing that you can notch into that memory bank.
Yeah, we just have to stay focused during this week. I know with all these guys, Hunter Weldon, Blake Bear, Tony Lesh, and Jake Klaus, all those guys, we're going to work hard this week. And, you know, all those guys, they score points everywhere. So just like Coach Hill talked about. So I'm looking forward to it. And it's crazy to think it's my last two meets are coming up, and on to the next thing. But it's here, and it's what it is.
And state, you know, but you can't get state if you don't get the districts done.
Nope. Get districts done first, and that's our first goal. So
you know, you're really in a place now. Probably you got your times in. You know, the only way you're going to maybe you can. But I'll tell you one thing that I have learned is that fractions, mm-hmm. a clip, a click on every handoff, a click on every step, and you know, you cut into those times, and so there's always room for improvement
always.
In times.
Yep.
But in terms of the biggest place for improvement right now may be the rest of your body and mm-hmm. making sure your body is healthy enough to do the things that you've already put those reps in.
Yep, we had a pretty easy practice last night, just warm up, get stretched out, and taking the weekend off a little bit. And we'll come back Monday strong and get a couple good workouts in, and we'll be ready for Thursday.
Graduation week?
Yeah, busy week.
Oh, buddy. What's the plan after Albia High School? Have you got that figured out? Not that you have to, because let me tell you, I'm still trying to figure out, you know.
Well, I want to, me and Ryan are both going to Simpson College to play football and possibly run track. So, and I'm going to study business, and that's what the plan is right now. So we'll see what happens.
But my plan was any way, shape, or form, and all the teachers, you know, they, you know why I graduated from Albia High School? They did not want to see me around for my sixth year. Luke, congratulations, buddy. I'm so proud of you. You know, you and your brother, and you know, you come from a great family, and I know that there's no way you're going to let you off this mic on Mother's Day weekend without recognizing how awesome a family you have, particularly one mm-hmm. person in that family, not going to say anything. I know I won't let you get away without it's your mic.
Hey, Mom, If you're listening, I love you, and thanks for everything
if
you do.
You're listening, oh,
thanks
my goodness.
Thanks for everything you do.
Yeah,
you
thanks.
Do a lot.
Yeah, oh, man. I remember you snot-nosed. Well, you haven't really changed, but I remember you, too, in that apartment up above the chiropractic clinic. Man, I knew then you were going to do some pretty neat stuff because it was always a race for you, too.
Yeah, Mom, so. she had her hands full when we were growing up. So.
Well, buddy, it's been an absolute pleasure watching you and your brother grow up, and I'm going to tell you something, folks. You've read in the paper, some of you have listened to the highlights on the radio, and maybe you've been there in person to watch these two play. But I'm going to tell you something right now, is that these Luke Sarver, his brother Ryan, and there's a whole group of others, but I'm going to brag on these two right now. There are not two better young men that you'll get to meet than these two young men, and I'm very proud to know them. And our community has been blessed to have you in it, and congratulations, Luke.
Thank you.
Well, we are going to run down to Joe Millage. I think he's going to catch up with another great man. And we'll see if we can catch up with him on the phone line real quick. Jay Mill down at the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, buddy. And I know that the runners now should be, most of them are probably coming in. But I don't know how you caught up with anybody. As fast as the people are that are down there, how in the world you could catch anybody for an interview is beyond me. Very good. Thank you, Joe. Hey, Jeff, congratulations, buddy, because I think, and I say congratulations because I know how much of a part that you and Community First Credit Union have in the race for the cure. And I also know that you stepped it up, buddy, when we did Stump the Chumps. You said, no, we're not going to be satisfied with the number of entries and the dollars we're given, which were already large numbers. But then you said, we're going to make that $1,500. And so today, not only is Susan G. Komen a winner in my mind, but so is Jeff Rose and Community First Credit Union. Well, Jeff, thanks so much for joining us, and please keep Joe Millage off the course. When he heard that there was going to be a kids' race, he thought he had a chance. Well, good luck with that one, Jeff. Thanks so much, the CEO and president of Community First Credit Union, and you guys continue to put the community first. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to run back. I'm going to get in the car, and I'm going to see if I can drive out and give a surprise visit out to Tom Birchmeyer's grand opening. When we come back to the Coach's Corner.
The darkness had taken its toll, and they cut into my skin, and they cut into my body.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
The Shops of Victorian Albia encourages you to shop local and rediscover the area stores with the unique items they offer. By shopping local, you are supporting your neighbors and community. Your dollars spent here help keep your community thriving and growing. Support the community that is here for you. Shop local. This announcement is brought to you by A Touch of Class, Albia Brewing Company, Antiques and More, Blackbird Primitives, Cindy's Beauty Hut, Fiber Art Shop, O'Hara Hardware, Once Upon a Barn, Principal Financial, Stacy Detar Advisor, Sentimental Journey, The Night Gallery, and White Oak Gallery.
Should you buy or lease your vehicle from Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville? Brian Hargrave explains why leasing makes sense.
They just wanted to come up with something that would fit what we needed, what we were looking for. It was just person-centered. And after we had talked with the salesman for a while, Steve took time to come over and explain the lease program to us in a way that had never been explained to us before. I had never really considered leasing a vehicle until Steve made it so clear that for our situation and what we were looking for, it really made the most sense. There wasn't any high pressure. I just would say that it was really a custom-made lease and just a perfect deal for us. We in the past had really kind of looked to the big city dealerships to find the vehicle we were looking for, but they had a couple there on the lot that were just absolutely what we wanted. The selection for, you know, a small town dealer, if you want to call it that, was super.
Hi, I'm Steve Bunch, General Manager at Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Better value, better quality, better service.
We know you want to cruise down the street in style. That's why Community First Credit Union is offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.98% APR. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance. Or get yourself a stylish new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.98% APR. Stop by your local C1st or apply online today at c1stcu.com. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Equal opportunity lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're coming out.
Tradition, where legends are born, and mudslingers, thrill seekers, and outlaws are welcome. It's racing time every Saturday night at the Knoxville Raceway. Kids 19 and under get in free May 2nd and May 30th. Fun, affordability, competition, pride, and celebration. Just be here.
Tom's Outdoor Equipment, Highway 34 East Albia, is having a grand opening this Saturday. There will be several live demonstrations throughout the morning, and lunch will be served from 11 to 1. Stop out to Tom's Outdoor Equipment anytime this week and purchase a raffle ticket or bid on several silent auction packages, from tree trimming to maintenance, from 2 hours to a full day's work. All the proceeds donated to the Welcome Home Soldier Memorial. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawn mowers to trailers, Tom's has it all, and a percentage of your purchase Saturday will go to the Welcome Home Soldier Memorial.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner. I am live on a location in a surprise fixed visit to Tom Birchmeyer. Tom, you have your grand opening, buddy, and I cannot wait to get out here. All the buzz, and literally the buzz of what's going on here in your new venture and all the trucks. I had to come out and see what was going on here today. Yeah, we're glad to be here today. We got some people out here. We got coffee and donuts now, and later we'll be having lunch served at 11. Hy-Vee's coming out and grilling a bunch of stuff, and we're going to have a couple tree climbing expos where a guy saddles up with spikes and climbing gear and going to trim this big cottonwood tree right out back here. So that's one thing that's going on. We got a raffle going on. All the benefits of the raffle and the silent auction go to the Welcome Home Soldier Fund, and you get a 10% discount on everything you buy, and 5% of those profits go to the Welcome Home Soldier Fund.
You really do have a passion, Welcome Home Soldier. What's behind that, Tom?
Well, I'm obviously too old to do anything, to do my part, protecting our country. And I had seen some kids that had just joined the Army, and I heard them talking, and I just realized, what they were in store for, and I just wanted to do my part any way I could. And I thought, well, hometown, I can get people to come out because of this, and I thought everybody would actually support it. So I went ahead and, tried it.
Well, really appreciate the support to the Welcome Home Soldier. It really is great for our community. But today, buddy, our community needs to get out here. It's amazing. This is amazing in the amount of equipment here. And I think about, why would a guy want to shimmy up a tree when you got these huge buckets and these huge equipment? You got some amazing stuff out here, bud.
Yeah, well, you can't always use a bucket to get in somebody's backyard. And there's just times when it's, when it's necessary to have a guy climb up in the tree. And we don't do it all that often, but we do it. And I have, I think, two of the best climbers that I've ever seen. And if you come out today, probably around 11 o'clock, you'll get to see them in action.
11 o'clock, folks, you want to get out here and eat, they're going to feed you, too. And oh, by the way, free food is a great thing, Scotty. I love free food. But, if you got some yard work, people, when the Tom's Tree Service, they're thinking they're going to come out and cut their tree down. And you do a great job of that. Amazing how efficient and how quick and clean you guys leave things. But you got stuff out here for average Joes like me who are just going to do yard work.
Oh, yeah, we have all the homeowner line of chainsaws, weed eaters, blowers, push mowers, anything you really need to get the job done. Hand clippers, gloves, oils, lubricants, everything.
Folks, get out here 11 o'clock. They're going to shimmy the tree. And that is going to be fun to see. And no, I'm not going to be a part of that. And you can't pay me enough money. They had me in a bull ring once, Tom, but God made me 5'7" and 3/4" for a reason. And being a tree is scarier than any bull I'll ever imagine.
I agree, but then again, who knows? So, thanks for coming out, Jason.
Tom Birchmeyer, one of the really good guys around, and folks, I'm going to tell you, if you need them for their service, they come in, they clean things up, they leave. You don't realize there was a tree once there. That's how great of a job they do. But today, just average Joes, you want to come out and see how professionals do it. They're going to put on a demonstration at 11 o'clock. But some great deals on some really quality stuff, steel quality. That is good stuff. This is not just some off-brand equipment. He's got the best in the business steel out here, and we're going to have a lot of fun today, and he's going to feed us too. So, Scotty, we're going to take a quick time out, come back and wrap things up from this special edition of the Coach's Corner on this Mother's Day weekend. And I can't leave the air without giving a shout out to the women here. Right
now. Oh, yeah. My wife Reagan's here, and my guys, most of the guys who work for me are here with their family, so I really appreciate all their support also.
We're going to be right back. Don't go anywhere. We're listening to the Coach's Corner brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
Moss Auction Company, and now real estate agent and auctioneer for Mossy Oak Properties of Albia. I can provide you with a complete auction service and help with all your real estate needs. If you're looking for a friendly professional that wants to work with you, call TJ DeMoss of DeMoss Auction Company and Mossy Oak Properties at 641-799-2323.
Beef Month is brought to you by Ajinomoto Agricultural Products in Eddyville, Iowa, supplier of Silafirm, liquid silage additive, improve your silage, and Liquid Grow to help increase your pasture's productivity, increase forage yield, and beef production. Call 969-3401.
Another edition of the Coach's Corner in the book. I want to thank the Community First Credit Union for making this broadcast possible. Thanks to all of you who make us a part of your every Saturday morning. And have a very
Happy Mother's Day. I want to give a big shout-out to both my mothers, my mother-in-law, Pat Lou, over in Sheraton, my mom, Beverly Summers, beautiful woman who gave me everything I have in my life. And I want to thank the most beautiful wife in the world, my beautiful wife, Scarlett Summers, and who is an awesome mother. And, thanks to all the mothers out there. Have a great weekend. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. We'll see you next Saturday.